from the Director of Community Business Development Partners requesting authorization to submit the triennial airport concession disadvantaged business enterprise goals to the Federal Aviation Administration for federal fiscal years 2012 through 2014 airport concession opportunities. This item was also referred to the Committee on Economic and Community Development.
Good morning. Rita Webb, Director of the Office of Community Business Development Partners. What you have before you is our fiscal 2012-2014 airport concessions. We ask for your review and approval to submit it to the Federal Aviation Administration, which you'll note there was one oversight. The report also received significant support from GMIA, Kathy Nelson, so we want to be sure to acknowledge her work here as well. But what I'd ask you to do, if you've looked at the introduction, which basically explains the report, and find out if you have any questions, airport concessions include car rentals as well as concessionaires. And what you will see is many of these opportunities are ongoing. And as they become available, we will review them again for opportunities.
Thank you, Ms. Webb. Any questions from committee members?
I have a question.
Supervisor Dmitrievich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just pulling this up here. Update, what were the changes from last time? I mean, I'm hoping that each time we're slightly improving things.
Well, basically, if you will look at, on the introduction, it notes that the opportunities that we have before you are ongoing, and they include non-car rental concessions, if you turn the page for Table 1.
Okay.
And the non-car rental concession opportunities are hosts, and you'll see the type of opportunity, the date the lease began and the date the lease ends. So as you'll note, the opportunities are ongoing. And for those ongoing opportunities, the goals are, as noted in the resolution before you, which note that for airport car rentals, which are non-concessions, it's 4%, the DB participation at present. For food and beverage contracts, the anticipated revenue DB participation is 25%. And for retail news and gifts contracts, 21% of the anticipated revenues will have DB participation.
Okay, Mr. Chairman. No, I do see that. But what I'm asking is, if we're setting new goals, are they the same old goals we've always been doing, or are we trying to grow?
They're the same because the opportunities are ongoing. And but the opportunities may come up before the 3-year ends, and if they do come up, we'll basically set them according to the Ready, Will, and Able DBs in our database.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions from committee? I believe we need a motion.
Move approval.
Supervisor Dmitrievich moves approval. Madam Clerk, can you call the roll?
Mayo.
Excused.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Thomas.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Webb.